In terms of the topic, Psukei Dezimra in Halacha and Hashkafa, so I would imagine created a bunch of question marks. Am I giving a shiur? Am I talking Hashkafa? But we will see. We will try to develop from a halachic perspective what is Psukei Dezimra and what is its purpose. We will also be discussing why it's called Psukei Dezimra as opposed to Pirkei Halel. Rav Soloveitchik has a piece on that in Chidushim La'avim, Chidushim La'avim Mori and Psukei Dezimra. But then we will try at the end to talk about the basic question, what is Psukei Dezimra? Is it just a way of praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu prior to davening? Or is it something more than that? Is it, in essence, an entity of Halel? Those are the issues we'll be talking about. I was asked by Rabbi Shua to give Mara Mekomos. I don't really know how it works, if most of the people look at it or not. What I should have asked is that you bring a Gemara Brachos. I think it would have held you in good stead for most of what we're talking about. But in any case, let's start. Okay? The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Dalet Amid Beis, so says, Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Avina. Whoever says Tehillah leDavid three times every day is muftach lo shu ben olam haba. It's a terrific thing. It's very important that one say Tehillah leDavid, but it says shalosh pa'amim b'chol yom, three times a day. Now we know, as far as you know, the Psukei Dezimra, basically, that's one of the times that we say it. We say Ashrei by Mincha, we say by Yevolet Zion. But our Gemara says, Shalosh Pa'amim B'chol Yom. So Rashi says, why Shalosh Pa'amim? Kineged Shalosh Tfilos. It's not that we say Ashrei prior to the Shalosh Tfilos. Okay? But nevertheless, we say Ashrei prior in Psukei Dezimra to Shachris, we say Ashrei prior to Mincha. But because of its chashivus, a chamel mesakein to say it three times a day, kineged shalosh tefillos. So the Gemara says, my timer, what's so special about Asher? So the Gemara says, ilema mishum da'asya ba'alef beis, because we know that Ashrei follows the order of aleph beis, right? Tehillah, so on and so forth, right? That you have Ashrei Yom Shekachalot, Ashrei Yom Shekachalot, etc., etc. It goes according to the order of Aleph Beis. The Gemara says it skips the Nun and then makes it up again. But in any case, it basically follows the Aleph Beis. It's one of the few Prakim and Tillim that follow the order of the Aleph Beis. So it means that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every possible letter, right? And therefore there's some special chashivas of such a Perik of Tehillim. So the Gemara says, Neima Ashrei Tamimei Derech. So why don't we say, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, the Asya B'tamnin Avin, that has eight times this Aleph Beis. We know that's Perikuf Yutes in Tehillim, and it has eight Psukim of Aleph, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, it has eight Psukim for Beis, Gimel, so on and so forth. So if that's the Chashivus of Ashrei, that it follows the order of the Aleph Beis, so wouldn't it be preferable to say Ashrei Tamimei Derech, which has eight sequences of Aleph Beis? Of course, you realize, obviously, Chazal felt that we had time to daven. Approximately, Ashrei Tamimei Derech would take at least, you say it nice and slow, at least 8-10 minutes. So can you imagine saying Ashrei Tamimei Derech before every tefillah? But nevertheless, Chazal felt we had time. Okay? So let's say Ashrei Tamimei Derech, the Asya B'tamdenab. So the Gemara says, Elamishum de Isbei Poseyach Hasidecha. So maybe the special Chashivas of Aleph Beis is that it has the Pasuk of Poseyach Hasidecha, Umasbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides all the time for us, which is tremendous Chashivas, right? In other words, we know that the Gemara says Koshem is a nosav shalodam kekriyas yamsuf. So therefore, that pasuk b'seyach esidecha, maybe that's what's so special about saying Ashrei. Okay. So the Gemara says, so neima halil hagadol. So let us say halil hagadol, Dixiv be no sein lechem lechol basar. Right? Halal Haggadah is Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kilom Chazdo Yom Ene Yisrael Kilom Chazdo, and towards the end it says No Sein Lechem Lechol Basar Kilom Chazdo. So why don't we pick that as the Perek to say, you know, prior to Shemoneh Esrei? We'll also talk about at some point why it's called Halal Haggadah. It's really based on a Gemara in Pesachim, actually a Mishnah in Pesachim, right? That Mazgul of Kos Revi, I believe it is. But Omrim Halil Haggadah. So it's called Halil Haggadah. So Gemara answers, Ela Mishum de Ismei Tarte. The reason why the Hashivas of saying Ashrei in particular is because it has that dual combination. It's in the order of Aleph Beis, and it also has that special praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Peseyach Es Yedecha, Masbiyah L'chol Chai Ratzon, that He provides for us. And therefore, since it has a combination of these two, so therefore, so Kol Omer Tila LeDavid B'Chol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim is Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Okay. Now, there's a Gemara in. Can I just by raise of hand? Do some people bring along the Gemara brachas based on my sources? Okay. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki Megomrei Halel B'chol Yom. Like my lot should be among those who are Gomer Halel, who finish up Halel every single day. So the Gemara thought at this point that we're talking about our Halel, you know, what we say every Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, so on and so forth. So Yehei Chelki Megomrei Halel B'chol Yom. So the Gemara says, "Va'amar mar hakore halal b'chol yom harezim mecharef u'megadeh." If somebody says halal all the time, like it's really an abuse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's being mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Now, why is that so? So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Perikei Omdin brings down two possibilities. Actually, brings down a third. The first one is the Gemara is assuming you're saying halal with the bracha. So therefore, you're going to say Alleluia, Hashem Kama Sefer. You're not supposed to do that every single day. All right, that's saying for special occasions. So Mamela, if you're saying Alleluia, it's the bracha of Atala. So that's a raise Mechari from Megadim. Rabbi Yon himself says, "What every time it's not correct to say a bracha of Atala, obviously, right? But nevertheless, every time you say a bracha of Atala, you consider the Mechari from Megadim. So what Rabbi Yon says is a He brings that two pshatim, one from Yerushalmi that I'm not going to get into, but it's a very fascinating pshat. If you want to look it up, it's in the Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of Perik Ein Omdin. Right? But in any case, the pshat that the Rabbeinu Yonah himself says is that if we're going to say Halal every day, now we know the Gemara Pesachim says that the takanas of Halal was Nevi'im Shebineyem, I believe it's Daf Kuf Tezayin or Kuf Yud Zayin in Pesachim, that Nevi'im Shebineyem Tiknu Lehem LeYisrael, that Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael Mesakim for Yisrael, that they should say it Al Kol Perek Uperek, they should say Halal at every interval of time, meaning Yamim Tovim, Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tav Aleihem, on a tzarech, a chas v'sham, it shouldn't befall us. But kishinigolin, if a tzarech befalls us and we get saved, omer malav shira galasim. We say shira over the redemption, which of course, the model of that is halal on Hanukkah. Right? That we say it over akal tzarech v'tzarech, kishinigolin omrim shir. So basically the takana of saying halal, okay, is at particular times, or for particular events. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're going to say Halel, every so that Halel, of Betzesis, of Mitzrayim, so on, every single day, it'll seem as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really provide Nisim on an ongoing basis. So we have to draw upon those very rare occasions in history, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? So, but that's not true. It's HaKol Nisecha, Nisecha Shepol Yom Imam. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us and really provides more subtle nisim every single day. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you feel that the only type of challah that's appropriate is challah for those special occasions, so that's mecharif and meganif. Right? That's Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in Perek Ein Omer. So v'ama marakor halal b'chol yom areizu mecharif and megadif. So Gemara says, no, we're not talking about the halal of Betzeis Yisroel and Mitzrayim, akoperek aperek. Kikon rinon b'psukei d'zimra. What halal are we talking about? We're talking about psukei d'zimra. So that's what Rabbi Yossi said. My portion should be with those people that are gomer halal b'chol yom, kore halal b'chol yom, which means saying psukei d'zimra. Right? Now, first of all, again, the Gemara refers to Psukei D'Zimra as Yehechalki Im Gomri Halel B'chol Yom. And also the basic question is, what is Psukei D'Zimra? What is it referring to? Okay? I mean, we know what we say in, you know, in Psukei D'Zimra. But let's look at Rashi. So Rashi over there says as follows. Psukei D'Zimra, very surprising Rashi. Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilul. What is Psukei D'Zimra? It's two prakim of Hilul. Okay? What prakim are we referring to? Hallelujah Hashem Min HaShemayim. Right? The Perek in Tehillim, towards the end of Tehillim, Hallelujah Hashem Min HaShemayim. And Hallelujah Keil B'Kacha. Those are the two prakim. That's called Psukei D'Zimra. Okay? Now, where is Rashi coming from? Why does he pick out like those particular two prakim as that's the essence of Psukei D'Zimra? And by the way, what two prakim are they? So again, Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim, Hallelujah Bamromim, Hallelujah Komalacha, Hallelujah Kotzevav, Hallelujah Shemesh, so on and so forth. Right? Now, we know that the Psukei D'Zimra is basically from Ashrei and on, is actually the end, the last prakim of Tehillim. Right? Last prakim of Tehillim. Then Rashi skips Hallelujah Shir Lashem Shechadash, and the other perek, he says, constitutes Psukei D'Zimra, is Hallelujah, Hallelujah Keil B'Kacho, Hallelujah B'Kua Izo, so on and so forth. Those are perek Kuf Mem Ches. He skips Kuf Mem Tes. And the other parak, he says, constitutes part of Psukei D'Zimra as the last parak of the Tehillim of Kuf Nun. So, where is Rashi coming from? Where does he get that those two prakim constitutes Psukei D'Zimra? Now, the truth is, other Rishonim clearly disagree. The Ritva on Shabbos of Kuf Yud Ches. So, the Ritva says as follows: that what is Psukei D'Zimra? Pirush Mizmorim Shebesov Tehillim. It's referring to the mizmorim at the end of Tehillim, sheposchim and misaimim b'haleluka. That start with haleluka, right? Haluah Hashem Hashemayim, Ushur Hashem Shechadash, so on and so forth. All of them start with haleluka and finish with haleluka. That is what's called Psukei D'Zimra. And that's basically the Psukei D'Zimra that we say. Right? All those parakim, the last mem vav, which starts Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Nafshias Hashem, which finishes Yimloch Hashem, Elokayach Tzion, Lador V'dor, Hallelujah, starts again, Hallelujah, Kitov, Mishpatim Bayidam, Hallelujah, so on and so forth. Okay? So according to Rashi, what is Psukei D'Zimra? It's only two particular prokim, right? Mem, Kuf Mem Ches and Kuf Nun of Hallelujah, as Hashem and Hashemayim and Alu Alu Hebekacho, according to the Ritva, and apparently other Rishonim, and that's basically our idea of Psukei D'Zimra, are all those parakim that start with Hallelujah and end with Hallelujah. So again, obviously the more difficult chat is Rashi's chat. Okay? So where is Rashi coming from that it's only those particular parakim? So I believe what Rashi is being medayik is exactly what we said before. It's called Psukei D'Zimra. Right? We refer to those, to the Shevach that we say, you know, prior to Yishtabach, prior to Baruch Hu and Shemoneh Esrei, as Psukei D'Zimra. So Rashi apparently feels that it's referring to those prakim that each perik is a perik of Zemer, which are only those two. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem and Hashemayim, Hallelujah, Bamromim, Hallelujah, Kol Melachav, Hallelujah, Kol Tzavav. In other words, perik Kuf Nun Kuf Mem Ches, every single pasuk is Hallelujah. That's a Zemer. And the last one also, Halalu, Halu, Kael Bekacho, Halu, Bekiyuzo, Halu, Begverosov, right? That is Suke de Zimra, right? Those are Psukim which have Halil of Halaluas Hashem. Well, apparently the Ritva says no, that even though it's called Psuke de Zimra, which is something we'll talk about later, but nevertheless, it's referring to all of these Prakim, all the Prakim towards the end of Halil, and the Zemer is, it starts with Halaluka, and ends with Hallelujah. Okay? But in any case, in either case, the Gemara over there, in Shabbos, of Kuf Yud Ches, and by the way, if you get an opportunity, I thought that many of you would have a brachos, the Rif brings down the Gemara in Shabbos on, at the beginning of Perik, they nomed in Chof Gimel, in the Dafim of the Rif. So, in any case, what is not included in the Gemara's definition of Psuki de Zimra is Ashrei. Right? It's either those two prakim that Rashi singles out, or it's all those prakim that start with Hallelujah and finish with Hallelujah, but Ashrei is not clearly included in the Gemara's definition of Psuki de Zimra. So is it part of Psuki de Zimra, or is it not? Right? If it's not, so why do we say Ashrei? I guess because of the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says it's very praiseworthy to say Ashrei. So, obviously, we say it three times a day. The Gemara says you should say it three times a day. So, good. One of the appropriate places would be to attach it onto, you know, the Shevach that we say, the Shevach that we say of these Hallelujahs. So, we start out with that special perek of Ashrei, which is a praiseworthy thing to do, a praiseworthy thing to say. But let's look at the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh is at the beginning of Masechet Brachos Os Vav. So the Rosh says, Amar Rabbi Loza, Kala Omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Let me read it again. Amar Rabbi Loza, Kala Omer Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. What is missing from the Rosh? Shalosh Pa. Okay? The Rosh does not say Kala Omer Tila LeDavid Shalosh Pa'amim B'chol Yom. Basically, Kala Omer Tila LeDavid B'chol Yom is Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Okay? So, Masha'anu Poschin Ba'ashrei Yoshve. Okay? So the Rosh comments like the Perik starts with Tehillah LeDavid Arimimcha, the Perik and Tehillah. But we start with Ashrei Yoshve V'Sech, which is a parak much earlier in Tehillim, so why do we include that, which is a pasuk much earlier, why do we include that pasuk as part of Ashrei? So says the Rosh, Mishum demenei nafkalon lekaman, the Gemara learns out, on the Flamed Beis and Brachas, Tzarich Adam sheyishe sha achas kodim sheyuspalo, that it's praiseworthy that one should wait, like, and get into a mood of tefillah 1 hour before davening. The Gemara says you should daven for an hour, contemplate your davening for an hour afterwards, but how do we know that you're supposed to wait an hour before you start davening? Shehishah dem kodem tefillah. So the Gemara learns it out from Ashrei Yoshrei Beisecha. So Ashrei, we add that on as a reminder that don't be in such a rush to get into the davening. If you pause, I always get a very big kick, you know, especially about mincha, especially if you organize a mincha minyan in a, you know, at a business or something like that. So people are very much in a rush, obviously. So they come in and say, "Nu Ashrei," but actually the Gemara is learning out from Ashrei. You should take your time a little bit. Okay. So then the rush continues. V'gam esayimim v'nachnu nevarich ka miyata v'adolam ha'aluka. V'gam esayimim v'nachnu nevarich ka. It's also not part of Ashrei, right? So why do we do that? Kidei sheyisayim v'haluka. Because we want to finish up the perek with Hallelujah. Okay? Why would we want to finish up with Hallelujah? So the Torah brings down other Rishonim that say it a little bit clearer, that you should be mishalshel one halalukah with the next, with the other halalukas. In other words, according to this, according to the Rosh, what he's saying is, we finish Ashrei, we say Ashrei, right? And we finish it up with halalukah, because based on the Gemara and Shabbos, we're going to continue with Prakim. Apparently he holds a Ritva Shabbat. We're going to continue with an additional number of Prakim that start with halalukah and finish halalukah. So we want Ashrei to be, to flow into those. So therefore we add on a pasuk of halalukah at the end of Ashrei, that right away we should be able to start the rest of Psuki Dezimra with halalukah, so on and so forth, that each one of them should start and finish with halalukah. So what you see from the Rosh seems to be rather clear, that according to the Rosh, Ashrei is part of Psuki Dezimra. Okay? In other words, we start out with Ashrei, and then we continue, and we add on a pasuk of halalukah. So in order to have it flow into the rest of what we call Psukei Dezimra, right, the other halalukas, so apparently Ashrei is the first component of Psukei Dezimra, and perhaps that's the lashon of the Gemara, Yehei Chelki Im Gomrei Halel B'chol Yom. Really the main Psukei Dezimra is Ashrei. The main phrase we're interested in saying prior to starting, you know, the davening of Baruch Hu and continuing on to Shemoneh Esrei is Ashrei. The Gemara says that's a very praiseworthy Shevach for the two reasons the Gemara says. It's in the order of Aleph Beis. It has Paseach Es Yodecha. But it's appropriate, right? It's nice, or certainly appropriate, to continue and to already finish the rest of Hallel. We're pretty close to the end of Hallel. So we say the rest of Hallelu Kel Bekotro, Hallelu Beku Izo, and the combination of Ashrei plus those, that's what constitutes for us Psukei Dezimra. Okay? But according to Rashi, it's not at all clear that Ashrei is part of Psukei Dezimra. According to Rashi, only those two special parakim are part of the Psukei Dezimra, and could very well be, but according to Rashi, we say Ashrei, but it's not technically part of Psukei Dezimra. We say it because it's a praiseworthy Shevach that we're supposed to say three times a day, and therefore, it's a good thing to say as part of Siddur Shevach Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you daven. Okay. Now the Rambam the Rambam in Perik Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam says, "V'shafchu Chachamim Harishonim." The Chachamim praised l'mi shekores miros misefer tilim b'chol yom. Somebody who says miros from Sefer Tilim every day. V'heim, and what are they? Mitehila leDavid ad sof haSefer. Starting from Tehillah to David until the end of Sefer Tehillim. So the Rambam clearly spells out for us that apparently what the Chachamim wanted us to say, what we call Psukei Dezimra, starts with Ashrei and continues, right? The Echelkim Gomri Hallel, and continues with the conclusion with the rest of the Prakim going through, you know, the rest of the Halalukas until we finish the Sefer of Tehillim. Okay. So we see clearly that the Rambam lines up much more with the Rosh, and the very fact that the Rosh has only that you say it one time, so obviously what is that one time that you say it? L'chora, it's when we say Ashrei, which is part of Mesad Shvacha Shel Makom B'Yachad Kach Mistal. Okay, the tour. Okay, the tour in Orech Chaim Nun Aleph. So starts as follows. Right, it's Nun Aleph. Baruch Sheomar Tzarich LaOmro BeNigun VeNeima. You should say Baruch Sha'amar bin Ne'igun bin Ima with a tune and pleasantness. Ki hu shir na v'nechma. It's a very, very special praise. The Kosev B'Sefer Yecholah Sheyesh Bo Pei Zayin Tevos, it has 87 letters. Right? The Simano Rosho Kesem Poz. Poz is Gematria. Right? Pei Zayin. The Chayna Nusach Ashkenazim. That's our Nusach, is 87 letters. The Nisakna Brachazu. Why were they Nisakin a Bracha like prior to Psuki de Zimra? What are we talking about? The Psuke de Zimra. What is Psuke de Zimra? Right. He brings down the Rashi. His opinion is most clearly the Rambam's opinion that Psuke, what is Yechelki and Gomri Halal B'chol Yom? Is from Ashrei all the way until the end of Tehillim. So that's one thing that Chachamim said. Yehi Chelkim Gomri Hal. The two Gassino beperikamid the bracha summer Rebbe Lazer kol Omer Tehillo leDavid b'chol yom gimul pamim is muftach lo shemin olam haba. Right. So that's another reason why we say Ashrei. Right. V'chein darish Rav Simloi laolam yisader adam shvacho shel makom b'chakein yisvala. Rav Simloi teaches us that one should say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to entering into davening, and davening, of course, is from Baruch Hu, Kriya Shema, Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So prior to that, we should be saying Psuki de Zimra, because there's a halacha of Yel'olam Yisader Adam Shvachol Shemokom Ba'achakein Yispalo. The Bach points out, and actually it's Rabbeinu Yonah and Perek Ein Omdim, it pretty much is alluding to the same thing, that this the tourists, for very specific reason, mentioning all three halachas, Yechelki and Gomri Alel, the Kolom Etila LeDavid Muftach LeShalom Haba, and the third is LeOlam Yisader Adam Shvach LeShomakom VeYachakach Mispala. What the Bach points out is that the Gemara says, yeah, it's very nice that a person should say, whoever says Tehillah LeDavid Muftach LeShibin Olam Haba. And Rabbi Yossi says, Yechelki im Gomri Hala. So it's very appropriate and very praiseworthy to say these things. But it doesn't establish a chiyuv. And if it doesn't establish a chiyuv, so there wouldn't be a point, there wouldn't be a place for saying a bracha beforehand. But Chazal do say that a person should be Mesadeh Shvacho Shomokom Vachakach Mespala. That a person has an obligation to say the praise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and then to daven. That's an obligation. That's a chiyuv de rabbanan. Okay? So therefore, that's what obligates the bracha. But once there's a chiyuv of being mesadeh shvacha shomokom v'achakach mispalel, obviously what is the most appropriate prakim with which to do that is to do it with those prakim that Chazal gave special praise to. So that's why that is what constitutes our Psuki de Zimra, which basically is a kiyum in la'olam yisader adam shvacha shomokom v'achakach mispalel, and that is why we start with the bracha, right? And then we actually end with Yahaluka as well. Okay. Now, the next question is, what happens if somebody comes into shul late, and he doesn't really have time to say all of Psuki de Zimra? Okay? So that's the tour in Simen Nun Beis. So in Baal Beis HaKnesses, v'nimtza sibur b'sof Psuki de Zimra. If somebody comes into a shul and he finds a sibur at the end already of Psuki de Zimra, azeh sholu l'rav neturinoi. They ask Rav Neturinoi, gone, malu she yispalu l'mat sibur. Right? So maybe what he should do is just pick up from where the tzibur is davening, right? And after Shimon Esrei, that's when he'll make up the psuke de zimra. The heishiv Rav Neturnoi responded, she'eina yochel. You can't do that. You cannot say psuke de zimra after Shimon Esrei. Okay? Ki tiktum kodem shil. When was the takana? What was the takana? Psuki de Zimra, the takana was to say it prior to davening. Okay, so what should he do? El omer baruch she'amar ad mehulo betishbachos. So you should say baruch she'amar. Okay, va'omer tehillah le'David. Then he should say Ashrei. Right? Umidalik ad halalu kel b'kacho, and he skips all the way until the end. V'omer kolan shama tahalaka halaluka, v'chosem b'yishtabach, and then he finishes up b'yishtabach. Umimayu ispala matzib, and then you should try to catch up with the tzibur. Okay. V'liyome osam achara tefillah kol ikar. And under no circumstances should he say Psukei Dezimra after davening. Now, when he says kol ikar, the poskim amidayek, what he means is even if you're not saying it with a bracha, even if you just want to say the Psukei Dezimra afterwards, it's also not appropriate. Right? Why is that? Because apparently Rav Netzarunoi holds that the kiyum of Psukei Dezimra is a kiyum of Mesader Adam Shvacho Shel Mokom V'Acha Kach Mispala. It's being Mesader Shvacho Shel Mokom prior to davening. And the poskim point out that if that's the case, it's inappropriate to say it after davening. It's as if, you know, you didn't get a chance to say it before davening, so you went straight into asking Kadosh Baruch Hu your request, and then after so you wake up, oh, by the way, you know, I should be praising you somewhat also. So after you ask your request, so then you start praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, the sequence is a totally inappropriate one, and apparently Rav Netzarunoi, because of that, holds that even without a bracha, one should not say the prakim of Psukei Dezimra afterwards. I guess at some point in the day, you want to say it as part as Perkei Tehillim, you know, you can say any prakim of Tehillim, but not as Psukei Dezimra. It's too late after you've already completed the Shemona. However, the Rush continues, the Turk brings down his father, the Rush, Vezeloshin Adoniyovi Rushsa. Kosev Rav Amram. Rav Amram Gon says, and this Rav Amram is quoted in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Perikei Nomdin as well. If nichnas adam lebeis haknesses, if somebody comes into shul v'roeh and he sees shem yomer kol elu hapsukim, again, that if he says all these psukim psukim dezimra, shelo yuchal lahashlim tefilaso matzibur, that he's not going to be able to be mashlim matzibur tefillah with the tzibur, so yomer baruch shama, he should say baruch shama. Umizmar shel tehila leDavid b'vat, and he should just say Asher. Okay, v'chosem v'yishtabach, and then he can say yishtabach, and then he goes on and continues with the tzibur. Okay, v'kasu b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yonah, she'ama b'shem Rabosa, she'nichnas b'shor she'shliach tzibur masla yotzerar. What happens if he comes so late that the tzibur is already starting yotzerar? V'ein lo shus lo ma'filu tehila leDavid. He doesn't even have an opportunity to say Asher. Okay? So she yikra kriya shema b'rchaseha, she should say kriya shema b'tzbachas, v'yispalo l'matzibor, v'acha kach yikra psukei dezimra ima brochos shel lefneyem v'sholach reyem. He should say psukei dezimra with the brochos, l'fisha hatfiller v'tzuyim v'kabelas l'matzibor. So according, so the Rosh is actually arguing with Rav Netzarunoi Gaon on two points. Right? The first is, what do you say if you can't really say all the Psukei Dezimra? So Rav Netzarunoi says, you say Ashrei, and you say the last Perek of Tehillim, Halu Halu Kel B'Katzim. Well, apparently the Rosh himself, citing Rav Amram, so says, no, all you say is Ashrei. Okay? So Rav Netzarunoi also makes the point that if you didn't say Psukei Dezimra prior to Shemoneh Esrei, there's no place whatsoever of saying it afterwards. While the Rush, citing Rav Amram, and this is also, again, brought down by Rabbeinu Yonah, says, no, if you're forced into it and you can't say any Psukei Dezimra, so daven with the tzibur, and you'll say Psukei Dezimra after davening with the bracha beforehand and with the bracha afterwards. Okay? So let's start with the first point. What it is that you're supposed to say. Right? What it is that you're supposed to say. So according to Rav Netzarunoi, you're supposed to say Ashrei, and the last Perek of Tehillim. Okay? According to Rav Amram, right, cited by the Rush, right, all you say is Asher. Right? So what is that machlokus dependent on? So I believe it ought to be fairly clear that it's really dependent on the machlokus Rashi and the Ritva, the other Mefarshim, and the Rambam, what constitutes Psukei Dezimra. Okay? According to Rashi, what constitutes Psuki de Zimra are those Purakim of Halalu, Halalu, Kael Bekotra, Halalu, Bekuin, Iza, and the last one, Halalu, Kael Bekotra, that is Psuki de Zimra. Now, we also are obligated to say Ashrei, because Kolome, Tila, Ledavid, Bechol Yom, is Muftach Lo Shuvarom, Olam Abba. So therefore, says Rav Mitranai, say Ashrei, and at least say one of those two Purakim of Halalu, Halalu, Kael Bekotra. Finish up with the last one, which is Gomri Hala, so that you're obligated to say, because those parakim constitute the Ikar of Psuki de Zimra. Okay? But the other point in the Tanunai is that the whole purpose of Psuki de Zimra is to be Mesadeh Shvacha Shel Mokam, then afterwards to be Mesmala, so you must say something beforehand. If you don't, there's no place to say it afterwards. Okay? The Rav Amram, cited by the Rush, he calls so to Rush, and it's cited by Rabbeinu Yonah, so basically holds that the Ikur Psuki de Zimra is Ashrei. Right? Like the Rush's Girsa, it doesn't say Sholosh Pamim B'chol Yom. It's supposed to say Ashrei, which the Chora means to say Ashrei as, you know, as Mesadeh Shvachah Shalom Mokam. Why do we say the other Parakim? So that's only, like Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei Chalkiyim Gomri Hala B'chol Yom. Like it's nice if you. My question should be with those that also are Gomer Halal B'chol Yom, which means saying the rest of the Halalukas all the way until the end. But that's not the Yikar Psuki de Zimra. The main Psuki de Zimra is Ashrei, right? Gomer Ashrei B'chol Yom is Muftach Lo Shiva Olam Haba. And therefore, if you have no time, so say Ashrei, and that's it. You don't say anymore. If you're stuck without time, so Rav Amram holds, well, you can say it even after Shemun Esrei. Okay? But you could say it, not only can you say it, but apparently you could even say it with a bracha beforehand or a bracha afterwards. Okay. So what is that machlokis dependent on? The second machlokis. Okay? Again, the first one, what it is that you say, l'chor is dependent on Rashi's Pshat Psuki de Zimra versus the Rambam and the Ritvas. But what is the machlokis? Whether you can actually say Psuki de Zimra after Shemun Esrei, or like Rabbi in the Torah, he says there's no place for it whatsoever. Okay, and I believe that. Oh, before that, let's get on to what we spoke about before. The Gemara calls it Psuki de Zimra. Gemara calls it Psuki de Zimra. The lashon of the tour is also Shem Yomer Kol Elu Hapsukim Shaliyachol Hashem. So he talks about what he should say. Hallel we always call Pirkei Hallel, right? So why is Psuki de Zimra called Psukim, and why is Hallel called Pirkei Hallel? So the Rav Soloveitchik in his Shir Shiurim Lezecha Avi Mori has a section in Psuki de Zimra where he makes that point. He says that there are two halachas. That Psuki de Zimra is halacham psukim. It's halacham psukim. While Hallel is a halacham prakim. Okay? Which is also very much meduyik in the lashon of the Rambam, as you would expect, you know, from the Rav. Okay? In Perik Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, V'shavku chachomim rishonim v'shikoriz miros v'sefer tehillim, right? V'kvanogu am likros psukim l'pneim l'akreim. We also are knowing, besides the parakim that we say, to read other psukim, right? L'pneim l'akreim. Again, he refers to, in the context of Psuki de Zimra, he refers to psukim. What is the nafgamina, whether it's parakim or psukim? So the obvious nafgamina is the Mishnah Berurah paskins, or at least he doesn't paskin, he's Mesupik over it, if I remember, right? That even if you skip one word from Hallel, from our traditional Hallel, right, the Tzeis on the time, so on and so forth, you may not be Yotza Hallel, because it's a din, Likroas Hallel, it's a din in Kriya. Just like if you skip a word in the Parsha, in Kriya Satora, you're not Yotza. Okay? So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is very specific that perhaps if you skip even a word, right, in Hallel, in the traditional Hallel, you're not going to be Yotze, because it's halacha in Kriyas HaHallel, right, so on and so forth. In Psukei de Zimra, we see that that's totally not true, right? Now, in Hallel, if you'd enter other psukim in the middle, it would be a hafsik, right? You wouldn't be hotzim, right? Nevertheless, we see that we add a pasuk to Ashrei, we add a pasuk, you know, after Ashrei. If we don't have enough time, we skip this parik, or we skip that parik, right? That's because that is the difference, that Hallel is a halacha in Pirkei Hallel. Yes?
It's very strange that when we say Hallel the Bilug, we're saying only Psukim from each parak. Why don't we skip a whole parak and say a whole parak from the Bilug? I'm talking about Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, I understand. But that's because that Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is actually only Betur Taurus Minhag. And it's not Betoris Halach. Of course, well, that's the big machlokus from Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, right? So Rabbeinu Tam, for various reasons, which maybe in some time in the future, I think it's a very, very nice topic. You know, we'll talk about that. Nevertheless, you do make it with a bracha. Okay? He's machalik between this type of many, but that was the whole point. The Gemara in Taina says that Rav came to Bavel, and, you know, he saw that they were saying Hallel, he wanted to stop. He saw, okay, they skipped, right? So he let him go. That's the idea. That if it's real Hallel, you have to say the whole parak, the whole parak. That was the point of it, to say only part of the parak, to show that it's not actually Hallel, it's a Hallel something. Okay, so that is the nafka mina, that if you're going to say regular Hallel is a din in prakim, and therefore you have to say everything, you have to say every word, and you have to say the prakim in sequence. Masha'enkin, if it's a din in psukim, so memela, so you skip a pasuk, you add a pasuk, you don't say all of that, right? And that is apparently why the Gemara calls it psuki dizim, as opposed to prakim. And in the hashkafa part, which at the end I will try to explain perhaps what the idea behind that is, what's the why psukim versus prakim. Okay. So in any case, as the Rambam says, the Kvanogom Likras Psukim Lifneim Elachrehem, so on and so forth. Okay. Now, okay. So let's get back to the second point in the Rush, where the Rav Amram, citing Rav Amram argues not only on what you would say if you have to skip, but also on the more significant point, that according to Rav Nitzanai, you can only say Psukei de Zimra prior to Shemoneh Esrei. If you say it after, there's no point, there's no place of saying it afterwards. Masha Enkein, according to Rav Amram, not only can you say it, but you can even say it with brachas afterwards. So what's the idea behind that? What's that machlokas dependent on? And I believe that the obvious point, the obvious machlokis, is based on the following question. Is the point of Psukei de Zimra, is the whole essence of Psukei de Zimra, just a kiyum in la'olam yisader adam shvachos shomokom b'yachakach nespal? Okay? If that's what the kiyum is, and apparently that's what the Tanurnai holds, so the only appropriate time to say it is prior to Shemoneh Esrei. You're supposed to praise Hashem. Right? We learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, that first he praises Hashem, then he makes his request, so on and so forth. So Mamela, if it's L'sadeh Shvachos Shomokom B'yachakach Mispalel, the only appropriate time is to say it before Shemoneh Esrei. Once you finish Shemoneh Esrei, not only is it no longer a kiyum of Siddur Shavachar Shemachim, but it's even inappropriate. It's almost as if, hey, I left out something. You know, I didn't praise you beforehand, so let me add on a couple of praises afterwards, which certainly is not an appropriate thing to do. Apparently, Rav Amram is of the opinion that it is true that we use Ashrei and Psukei de Zimra as our format for being Mesader Shavachar Shemachim B'yachakach Mespal. Right? But that's not all that it is. Okay? In essence, it apparently is some type of kiyum unto itself. Right? And perhaps it's a kiyum of sorts of a halal. Like the Gemara in Shabbos calls it, right? Yehei chelki, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei chelki im gomrei halal b'chol yom. Right? So there is some form of kiyum of halal. And there's also an interesting Rashi that I found, that I noticed once, where there's a Rashi in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Okay? The Mishnah says, V'shacha mevarech shtayim lefaneha v'achas lachreha v'erev shtayim lefaneha v'shtayim lachreha. In the morning you say two brachas prior to Kriya Shema and two brachas afterwards. So the Gemara asks, my mevarech, what brachas do you make in the morning? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Oshia, Yotzer Ar Uvarich Oshia. The bracha we say is Yotzer Ar Uvarich Oshia. Now that's one of the brachas. The Mishnah says you say two brachas. So Rashi points out, L'kamei Mefarish Idach Mayhi. Later the Gemara is going to explain what the second one is, right? Which is Avar Rav Avisa. But what's the point in the Gemara saying right away that Yotzer Ar Uvarich Oshia? So Rashi says, the ilu bracha de yishtabach eino min aminyan. As we could make a mistake and think that yishtabach is the first bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema. Okay? No, that's not min aminyan. That's what the Gemara right away says. Yotzar v'rechosh. Shehi la'achri psuki de zimra. What is the point? Yishtabach is not one of the brachas lifaneh of Kriya Shema, but it's a bracha of l'achreha of psuki de zimra, kemo birchas halal. Just like halal. Just like halal has a bracha prior to halal, it has a bracha after halal. So therefore, we have yishtabach, that's a bracha before psuki de zimra, and we have baruch shama, that's a bracha before psuki de zimra, and we have yishtabach, that's a bracha after psuki de zimra. But Rashi makes, who's obviously the medayek, it doesn't say one superfluous word, Rashi says kamo halal. That apparently the model of bracha lefaneha, bracha lachreha, of psuki de zimra, is halal. But just like halal has a bracha lefaneha, a bracha lachreha, psuki de zimra also has a bracha lefaneha and a bracha lachreha. So that puts psuki de zimra in somewhat of a category onto itself. It doesn't seem to be just la'olam yisadar adam shvacha shamakom, it is true that we use it as a vehicle. We use Asherei, we use those prakam as a vehicle of being Masadei Shvach and Shomakam, v'yachakach mispala. But the Gemara does call it a chelkiyim gomrei halal b'chol yom. So apparently, according to Rav Amram Gaon, besides being a vehicle for being Masadei Rada b'shvach and Shomakam, v'yachakach mispala, there seems to be some type of kiyim of halal in Psuki de Zimra. If that's true, so even though we missed up on using these parakim as being Mesadeh Shvach Shel Mokom V'Achakach Mespalim, but nevertheless, even if you had to go right into, you know, Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't get a chance to say any of Psuki de Zimra, it would still be appropriate to say it afterwards, because there's also that other key. It's not only a kiyum of Mesadeh Adam Shvach Shel Mokom V'Achakach Mespalel, it's in essence a form of halal. It's a halal b'chol yom. It's a halal b'chol yom. And therefore we can say it afterwards, even with brachas as well. Now for the little time that we have, I just want to get, I spoke about halacha and hashkafa, so we'll talk about what that means. Yes? Oh, so now, one second. Okay, I'm glad you reminded me, because I was afraid I would forget that. Now, we know, good, Baruch Hashem, we'll have 3-4 minutes for that, and then we'll finish up with Ashkop. Okay, we know that we don't only say Ashrei and those parakim. We also say Az Yashir, we say Vayivarech David, we add on Sukkim prior to that. So what is that all about? Right. So l'maisa in the bracha of Baruch Sh'amar, so we do mention Uvishirei David Avdecha, Halelchon Shevachachon Ve'erach. Apparently the kiyum of Suki de Zimra is Shirei David. Okay? Vayivarech David is not part of Tehillim. Okay? But we can get away with Vayivarech David because it is part of Divrei Hayamim, and it says Vayivarech David is Eino Kol HaKol V'Yomer David. So it may not be Tehillim, but it's still Shirei David Avdecha. So therefore, perhaps that's also appropriate to add on. But what is the difficult parent that we add on? So Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir is neither Tehillim, obviously, nor is it Shirei David Avdecha. So why is that in Suki de Zimra? So the Beis Yosef brings down Svarah that why we say Vayivarech David, why we say Az Yashir, because the nusach of Yishtabach is based on psukim in those two prakim. So Mamela, we say those two prakim before we say Yishtabach. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Okay? Say it before we say Yishtabach. But let me read to you a Rambam. Okay, so the Tiftur Chachamim Bracha Lefnei Zmiras, this is in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, Yud Beis, Chachamim Masakin Bracha Lefnei Zmiras, Vehi Baruch Shomar, the Bracha Lachreim, Vehi Yishtabach. And Bachachach Mevarach HaKriya Shema, Bekori Kriya Shema. Perek Halacha Yud Gimel. Yesh Mekomos, Shenogu Likros Bechol Yom, there are places that they know it to read every day, Achar Shemavarachin Yishtabach, Shiras Hayom. The Rambam says there's places that they would know it after you finish Yishtabach, then they would say Yaz Yashir. As they would say Yaz Yashir after Yishtabach, prior to Yotzer Har Ivarichot. And the reason for that is obviously because apparently in the bracha we say Vishire David Abdecha Nahalelcha. Right? Baruch Shamar is not Tehillim, but it's Shirei David. As Yashir is neither Tehillim nor Shirat Tzavit. So according to the Rambam, we don't say As Yashir as part of Psuki de Zimra. We actually say it after Yishtabach, prior to Yotzeror, because it doesn't fall under Shirei David Abdecha. Very fascinating Rambam that I don't know too many people that have taken note of that Rambam. Okay? But in any case, so according to the Beis Yosef, we do say it, but not, it's not really part of Psukim de Zimra. It's sort of an introduction to the Bracha of Yishtabach, because like the Beis Yosef points out, the Nusach of the Yivarech David and Yishtabach were the Psukim, I'm sorry, and as Yashir, the Psukim there were taken as a model for the Bracha of Yishtabach Shem Chabad. Okay. Okay, now let's finish up with a scuffle part of Hallel b'chol yom, Hallel b'ein haprok. Again, according to Rav Amram, we said that Psukim de Zimra is not just the kiyum of the Sader Adam Shvachar Shel Mokom v'chakach Mespalom. It apparently constitutes some entity of Hallel. Right? The Echel Kiyum Gomri Hallel b'chol yom. Rashi says that the bracha afterwards and before, the model of it is Hallel, we say a bracha before, and a bracha afterwards, and therefore, according to him, we can even say Psukim de Zimra with brachas, even after Shemin Esrei, if need be. What's the idea of Hallel of Prokim and Hallel of Chol Yom? Right? I would just like to suggest, the Gemara says in Arvid Sochim, that Mazgul of Kos, Ravim, you pour the fourth Kos, Megomrim, Ba'omrim Hallel HaGadol. You say Hallel HaGadol. The Gemara asks, what's Hallel HaGadol? So the Gemara says, it's Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, Devolim Chasdo. Why is it Hallel HaGadol? Because it says, Nosen Lechem L'chol Basar, Tilolam Chasdo. Let's face it. We just finished before that, before the fourth coast, we said the real Hallel, the regular Hallel. Okay? So that Hallel is for the major nissim that occurred to Klai Yisrael. Right? For Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, the Gemara says it has, contains five topics, right? Tis Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, Matan Torah. So we just finished saying the real Hallel. Why in the world would the Gemara call Hodol Hashem Kito Hallel HaGadol? That's a Hallel HaGadol. Okay? Not only that, we know the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. And the Shulchan Aruch, Joseph points out, and the Shulchan Aruch points out, one of the reasons, the main reason he brings, because of the great nace that happened. The Klai Yisrael had to take in their sheep for 4 days, right, to be Mabakit that doesn't have a mum, they tied it to the bedpost, and lo and behold, the Mitzrayim, this was a god of the Mitzrayim, they weren't able to do anything. Okay, so that's very nice, they weren't able to do anything. Okay, but we're almost on the Saf of Pesach, where we're talking about the Eser Makos, the greatest nisim in the history of the world. So this is the Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, it's very nice, it's appropriate. And I think the ideas are very, very significant. Right, the Eimet Bracha, the Talmud of Brisker Ram, so points out that the Hallel that we say, a regular Hallel, can only be said for Nisim Gluyim, for Nisim Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. That's what the Halal Madaq is. That's what we say, I prepare it, prepare it, and so on. Right? Now, something is in. Now, let's ask a very basic question. What do we have a greater obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great mission that he performed on particular occasions, or for on the Sefer Shekhal Yomimon, on the Nisim that he performs every day? Nosin Lechem, Lechol Basa, Paseya, Pesedeh, so on and so on. So the truth is, the acknowledgement of the Nes, obviously, the Nisim Guluyim, of course you're obligated to acknowledge at a greater level. If you see a Makom Shenasa, a Nisim, a Kayas, you have to say a special problem. Okay. But what do we have a greater obligation of Karas Atov for? So the answer should be obvious. So the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, Kashim is the notes of Shalavim Gekriyashat. So why is that? I think it's for the following reason. The first reason is that the great Nisim only occurred very, very grand moments in history. Not only that, the great mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs, he does it mostly for himself. If he provides us with mazon every single day, which is Kasher Kriyas Yamsa, he's not doing it for himself. We don't realize it today. He's doing it for us. So those are the mission. Those are the mission that one has a greater obligation. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And the Mela, perhaps, that is why that the regular Halal is called Halal, right? But the Halal of Notzer Lechem, like Notzer Lechem of Chalbasa, that's called the Halal of HaKadosh. Okay? And that's what the Yossi is saying. Yehelki in Gomri Halal B'chol Yom. That the Baikhele should be those people that say Halal B'chol Yom. What is that? So the regular Halal is a Halal of proper. Because it's one of those particular events, like the Gemara Mesachim says, the Tzias Mitzrayim, the Tzias Yamsuf, the Chavis Sachar Kamalek, so on, the Chavis Logo, right? The Gemara says five things to which we say the regular Halal. So that's proper. You have to say the content that alludes to those things. Therefore, we have to say full proper. When we say Halal B'chol Yom, Asher Yosher Yosef, B'chol Yom, Abrafekah, right, the Seyek HaShedech, Alu Alu Kel Dukotcho, Alu Dukura Izo, Alu Dukverosa. It's not talking about any particular events. It's talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us on a day-to-day basis. And in a certain sense, that's the greater thing for which we have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And the Mela, for that is Pesukim D'Zimra. It's not only a form of the Misadei Shlachot Shalokom HaKadosh Mespala, it's also a Halal B'chol Yom, which even if you don't say it beforehand, you could say it afterwards, and that's what Yossi, Yehei Chelki, and Gomri Halal B'chol Yom.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sefsky. We'll start the next chair in about 3 minutes.